The San Quentin Prison Report.
Bringing you hidden stories from life inside.
In order to make something grow, you gotta own a little dirt.
You don't tell, you see what goes on.
Because I like to be free. I like to move about the land.
You can hear a pin drop.
For people who are incarcerated, it can be hard to find the space to grieve a loved one's death. There's no funeral, no family or friends by your side to help ease the pain. Reporter Greg Eskridge has this story about how some men find their own ways of coping with death behind bars.
Man, I wonder who's going to be next. I wonder how many more people I'm going to lose. The thing that I like to do the most is to make sure that I always remember who they are and remember their memory. My name is George Coles Eel. I'm better known as Mesro. I've been incarcerated for nearly 10 years, and since then I've lost 17 people. I like to write down everything that makes that person great. Then next, I usually write a poem about that person, and that poem is usually full of love and compassion and full of the good things that they did in their lives. And it helps me to keep them in mind. It helps me to remember how great they were, and my life is better for having known them, because no one ever dies unless you forget them.
My name is Juan Carlos Mesa. I've been in prison for 21 years, and in that amount of time, I have lost a lot of family members. One of the traditions that I hold is when somebody passes and I get that news, I'll usually go find somebody close to me in prison, a good friend, and we'll sit there and I'll give all the good memories of what that person taught me. Maybe get some pictures out and look at those with them. And what this does is it memorializes the person I love in a good way and also makes me feel better. And also I feed that good energy to that person for when they pass on to the next life, they could take those memories with them. That's kind of a tradition that we hold. And it's helped me make it through a few passings since I've been incarcerated.
My name is Richie Morris, and I've been in prison for 31 years. And in that time, I've lost 49 family members and countless friends and associates. I don't know the full number. What I used to do is when I would lose someone that was close to me, I would either get drunk, I'd make myself some whiskey and get drunk, or I'd shoot dope in my veins, or I'd smoke myself crazy with weed because I didn't want to deal with the pain. I didn't want to deal with the hurt.
The fact of the matter is, and those that have been in prison for a while know that we can get anything we want in here. We can get anything, you know, if I was to choose to go that direction. The difference is now I don't choose to go that direction. When I'm hurting, when I feel desperate, when I feel lonely, when I feel isolated, rather than go to my addiction or feed my addiction, I go to my music. Music is my medicine. It heals me.
I had a friend, Tim Nantel, and when he passed, I sat down and wrote the song that I'm going to do for him. It's called Till We Meet Again.
Until we meet again, I remember you, good friend, with deep fondness until then, and I hear you in the wind until we meet again. Until we meet again, my memories I find you in. Beginnings have no end. Deep loving light I send until we meet again. And this road we travel on, just an old familiar song, just the way it's always been. I'll hear you in the wind until we meet again.